Now, children, we're going to learn about Pesach Sheni. You might be wondering, why is there a Pesach Sheni, a second Pesach? Didn't we just celebrate Pesach? We learned that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there were certain Averos that required a person to leave the city and to go and stay by themselves away from all the other Jewish people. These people were considered impure. If someone had sinned and became Tameh, impure, before Pesach, then they had to stay outside of the camp of the Jewish people throughout Pesach, which means they were not able to give the special Karban Pesach. These Jewish people came to Moshe Rabbeinu and were very sad because they missed the chance to give the Karban Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu told them that since they weren't able to give the Karban during Pesach, the 14th day of the month of Iyar would be a second time that they would be able to give it. This is called Pesach Sheni. This also was for any Jewish people that were sick throughout Pesach and didn't get a chance to give the Karban Pesach. These people would all come on Pesach Sheni to give their Karban and to eat some matzah left over from Pesach. The custom is, even today, to eat some matzah on Pesach Sheni in remembrance of this special mitzvah that was now made available to everyone, even if they had not been able to do it on Pesach.